You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players, $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Cut all the way along the base. Cut, cut, cut. Now, the judge was extremely unfriendly to Jeanine. And frankly, I think she choked because the judge was really vicious.
All right, everyone. Donald Trump is just firing everybody. We are now getting news that he is potentially going to fire the D.C. attorney, Jeanine Pirro, who he handpicked off of Fox News and who he is now pissed at because she didn't agree to lie about the reflecting pool on his behalf in a court filing. Less than a month ago, Donald Trump also fired an independent watchdog group that made elections more safe. We'll cover that in one moment because Trump firing members of this independent election group is incredibly dangerous, and he is firing everybody. He is on a firing spree. If anybody doesn't agree with his, you know, pool lies or his election fraud lies, he will fire them. He's even currently lying about Iranian hacks into U.S. water treatment plants, and he's calling them democratic lies, saying that Tim Walz is actually doing it. He's lying about U.S. troops being killed. This administration is lying about everything, and we will continue to break it down every single day on the Adam Mockler feed. As always, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe if you appreciate the work that we're doing. And I just want to start off here. Donald Trump had a wildly different reaction when asked about Jeanine Pirro today and whether he was going to fire her versus when he was asked about Max Miller resigning. This is a really important comparison because Donald Trump has repeatedly been firing the women in his administration, whether it's Kristi Noem or whether it's Pam Bondi. He fires the women with ease, and then he will endlessly defend any man who is being, you know, heavily accused of sexual abuse or some sort of abuse. Max Miller is basically confirmed to have thrown boiling hot water on his ex-wife, beat her, pointed a gun at her head, and then broken his two-year-old's collarbone. It's in court filings, and Trump is still defending it. But when it comes to Jeanine Pirro and the reflecting pool, he's actually thinking of firing her. Let's start off with this clip. Just notice the difference in tone in the same day.
Because the judge was extremely unfriendly to Jeanine, and frankly, I think she choked because the judge was really vicious. Instead of going after the people that did it, the judge went after her and went after her department. And I guess she choked. I don't know what the hell happened.
Are you reconsidering her role?
I don't know what. You're fake news. Don't ever talk again. You're fake news. One of the worst in the business.
Jesus Christ. He is losing his mind. The reason the reporter asked this question is because we have reports that Trump is considering removing Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia, over a Justice Department conclusion that problems with the reflecting pool stemmed from flawed renovation rather than vandalism. And I want to introduce you to two very important pieces of evidence. First of all, I want you to look at a photo of the guy who effed up the installation of Trump's reflecting pool. Listen, you guys want to know my hot take? I actually think it's totally fine if American monuments are maintained and kept pretty and kept up to date. But that is not what's happening here. Trump had a narcissistic obsession with reshaping DC in his image, with his name, his friends being contracted, likely a lot of corruption in the process. And he decided to use this man for the installation of the reflecting pool. Trump promised he was going to do it for half the cost and half the time and deliver double the results. You know, his like salesman bullshit. And then it ended up being 3 times the cost. It's taken like 10 times the length because it's still effed up. And it's because Trump decided to go with this contractor. The second piece of evidence I want to present to you all would be this court filing right here, filed by Jeanine Pirro. This is in particular why Trump is so mad. Trump is alleging, along with everybody else on Fox News, that it was actually vandalous. You know what's interesting? Jeanine Pirro went on Fox News about a month ago and tried to claim this same thing. So don't think for 1 second that Jeanine Pirro is actually an honest actor. Her lies and Trump's lies hit into the inertia of reality that you can't actually just fabricate evidence and then think a jury is going to convict. So she dropped the case. Watch her fabricating evidence on Fox News Then I'll read the court filing that contradicts what she's saying.
I miss you more.
You got to keep Jessica in line.
Yeah.
Maybe come back for a day.
Listen, your show's still great.
Thank
I love it.
Thank you so much. A lot of people, when this first happened with the pool, didn't believe the president that there was vandalism. That's not the case.
Yeah, it's not the case at all. In fact, I was at the reflecting pool yesterday. There not only is a vandalism that is reflected in today's indictment, but there is a cutting of the liner of the pool at the base of the pool for several yards across the pool. And someone was intent on doing incredible damage to the pool. But what we've seen after are other people who want to do continuing damage. And one of the biggest problems and one of the ugliest things that I think is out there are people trying to destroy monuments and statues, you know, part of our history. And for some reason, they think they have the right to destroy things.
Okay, pause. Nobody destroyed anything. I mean, were there people walking by the pool and probably plucking off plastic? Sure, there's always going to be like extrinsic cases where people are doing this. But people were not vandalizing the pool en masse or vandalizing any of these memorials Trump is claiming. The court filing that was written by Jeanine Pirro and submitted by the same Jeanine Pirro we just listened to says this. Almost immediately after work was initially completed, peeling was observed along the pool perimeter. The NPS engineer's June 11th, 2026 email stated that the cause of the damage was contractor error via, quote, overspray. The peeled lining would not float, and that the peeling would not impact the strength of the liner. The engineer's report also suggests that removing the liner at the perimeter would have no negative impact on the economic value of the liner. Moreover, the July 20th, 2026 inspection by contractors confirmed that overspray and delamination had occurred, again pointing to contractor error. So Donald Trump wanted this beautiful blue reflecting pool, and due to overspray, he fucked it up. Finally, a recent visual inspection showed damage throughout the reflecting pool, even in the middle of the pool, where a vandal would not likely attempt to peel the lining. Given all of this newly discovered information, it is difficult to attribute the widespread damage to the reflecting pool to vandalism, let alone established a fact beyond a reasonable doubt. For all of these reasons, the government, in the exercise of its prosecutorial discretion, respectfully requests that the indictment be dismissed without prejudice. So Jeanine Pirro realizes this case is effing absurd and borderline just defamatory at this point, because the president, everybody is making up lies about this Olympian, David Hearn, saying that he vandalized the pool and cut a long gash, and there's zero evidence for it. So after this court filing came out, Donald Trump then said, I disagree 100% with Jeanine Pirro, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, on the reflecting pool. I don't know what she was thinking. To me, it was a pure case of vandalism that included the grass, which had a big 8647 written in giant letters on it. So it's just... He then says, there may have been some contractor difficulty, but the major damage was caused by vandals. Even in this, he can't help but concede that there was contractor difficulty, and you can see this contractor difficulty in the court filing. There are videos of people spraying different stuff into the pool, revisiting the pool every day in orange gear, yellow hats and gear in order to fix their mistakes. The contractors were on site over and over and over. Trump is just in a state of delusion. He recently won his 53rd golf league championship at his own Trump golf clubs. This is like some North Korea Kim Jong-un type shit. Imagine Kim Jong-un winning 43 club championships at the Kim Jong-un branded clubs, bro. They wouldn't even be that upfront with it.
Please join me in congratulating the President of the United States on winning the Super Senior and the Senior Division with a great score of 70.
He won both. That's amazing. Best president of my lifetime. He won. And look at John Cantor stalking him. John, get away from me, please, John Cantor.
I'm very happy for the president. He can put it right next to the FIFA Peace Prize that he was gifted for no reason. And maybe he can place both of those items neatly in the Qatari jet that he was gifted that cost us hundreds of millions of dollars to refurbish and was very likely a corrupt quid pro quo deal. The delusion is staggering, and this brings me to Donald Trump and his admin mass firing members of an independent election group. The firings and a resignation at the Election Assistance Commission came as President Trump has sought to impose control over how ballots will be counted in the November midterms. This should terrify every American who cares about free and fair elections and democracy. The Trump admin has forced out the three remaining members of an independent, bipartisan commission that supports states in administering their elections, the White House confirmed. First, you gut, you make everything less safe, then you sweep in and take over. The same thing is happening with this new Taylor Farms bacteria virus that's making people diarrhea a lot. I mean, for real, the Trump admin removed the scanning and tracking mechanisms for this exact type of disease, and now it is spreading everywhere. Trump then posted another delusional Truth Social post, kind of just like the Jeanine Pirro one where he's going crazy. He said, "My real polling numbers, not those made up by the fake news media, are the best they have ever been." I'm not even going to read the rest of this. He talks about tax cuts, a great economy, a secure border. None of this is true whatsoever. The admin is lying. And this brings me to the big story of the day. Trump is considering removing Jeanine Pirro, and he is reportedly furious with her. I already showed you the video of him basically frothing at the mouth. Let me show you a longer version of him pissed off at Jeanine Pirro. Take a look.
Cut all the way along the base. Cut, cut, cut. Now, when Jeanine looked at it, it was the day after the 4th of July with the largest fireworks display in the world. And the stuff was laying all over the pool, the fireworks, because they used the pool as one of the, and it was all over the pool. It was the day after, very shortly thereafter. But that was working beautifully, and it was vandalized. And if you look at the tape, now the tape isn't a great tape in the sense that you, it's a little hard to say who it exactly was. But it was people cutting this very expensive material, waterproofing material. Anyway, it looked beautiful. And then they cut it, and they vandalized. And we weren't necessarily thrilled with the contractor, but they did a job, and they were fixing any problems.
Okay, so he's kind of conceding here. They weren't thrilled with the contractor. They did the job, and then they began to fix the problems. Okay, so the contractor that you hired caused the problems in the first place. It sounds like that is what you're saying. I also want to point out, Trump got asked about Iran, the economy, many important things during this Oval Office press conference, and he spent the longest amount of time talking about the dam reflecting pool.
But then it got carried away because the judge was extremely unfriendly to Jeanine, and frankly, I think she choked. Because the judge was really vicious. Instead of going after the people that did it, the judge...
By the way, the reason I showed you the Max Miller, you know, question at the beginning is because Trump will play defense for Max Miller after he was accused of throwing boiling hot water on his wife and beating her and apparently breaking the clavicle bone of the child. But the moment that it's a woman, he is thinking about firing her. He is more than happy with firing her. The president is furious with Pirro. He doesn't care about Max Miller. He doesn't care about what any of these Republicans do or cover up, as long as they're men who are abusing women. But the moment that he thinks Jeanine Pirro choked, he's going to fire her. The president is furious with Pirro, one of the sources said, telling CNN that he fumed about her all weekend. They added that based on his criticisms of her, they find it highly likely she's removed from her job. Trump was blindsided by Pirro's court filing. Quote, "The president did not know beforehand that she was going to do that." Man. He really gets caught up in the most petty of cases, right? He really gets caught up in the most petty of stuff. Jeanine Pirro even lied for him about the pool for months and months, and then finally realized that the court filing would not go through. I'm going to leave it all there. You know, I want to keep focusing on real issues on the Adam Mockler feed. The reflecting pool is kind of far down on the list of the issues that Americans care about, but I think this is very indicative of the way our president's narcissism works, and it's a lens into how he treats these other issues. So it is very informative. These types of things are important, and we will continue to cover all of it. I appreciate you. We'll see you in the next video. I love you all, and peace out.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250, and I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.